This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The average family of four has paid out roughly $20,000 for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the total cost of both wars is about $1.6 trillion. That's what Democrats in Congress say. The report released yesterday by Congressional Democrats' Joint Economic Committee attempted to put a price tag on the two conflicts, including so-called hidden costs like interest payments on money borrowed to pay for the wars, the cost of long-term health care for injured vets, and the cost of oil market disruptions. Democrats used the report to criticize Bush's war strategy. The White House said it was politically motivated. It's the latest row in the standoff between the Bush administration and Congress over war spending plans. Yesterday, President Bush vetoed the Democrats' domestic spending bill. In response, Democratic leaders in Congress threatened to withhold war funding unless the president agrees to begin to pull troops out of Iraq. The $606 billion bill includes funding for education, health, and labor programs. House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer tried to frame Bush's reasons for vetoing the bill.
He's saying there's too much being spent on American students, on American children for their health care, on communities for their investment in infrastructure, but we'll send $200 extra billion this year to Baghdad and Kabul.
As you might imagine, President Bush had something different to say. Yesterday, he counterattacked, calling the Democratic bill financially reckless.
The majority was elected on a pledge of fiscal responsibility. So far, it's acting like a teenager with a new credit card.
Congress is expected to vote later this week on a $50 billion measure for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The bill would require Bush to start withdrawing troops immediately with the goal of ending combat by December 2008. In other news, the 10-year-old boy accused of starting one of the devastating fires last month in Southern California will not face charges. In a written statement released yesterday by the district attorney's office in Los Angeles County, officials said there is no evidence the boy started the fire on purpose. The boy had faced possible charges in juvenile court after admitting he started the buckwheat fire by playing with matches. The blaze ultimately scorched 38,000 acres and destroyed 21 homes. Finally, media mogul Rupert Murdoch surprised a lot of people by announcing plans to make the Wall Street Journal online free. Murdoch, the head of media mega company News Corporation, made the announcement yesterday at an address to shareholders in Australia. Just last week, Murdoch told reporters the online subscription fees were a good idea. The Journal is one of only a handful of large newspapers in the U.S. that charges for access to its online content. Murdoch's News Corporation has agreed to buy Dow Jones, the company which runs the Wall Street Journal, for $5.6 billion. The deal is expected to close next month. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're